Nobody's gonna go.
We're good?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We'll call the meeting of July 28, 2025 to order. It's now 7:33. Present are myself, Deputy Mayor Lasker, Mr. Greenberg, and Mr. Zeidel. Mr. Greenwald is absent at the time. Also present is Village Attorney, Mr. Brian Nugent. So we have a quorum. Let's begin with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First, we'll make begin with open public comment period. Motion made by Mr. Lasker, seconded.
One second. Is there anyone that wants to make comments? If not, we don't need to. We need to open it, Brian?
I believe.
Well, it's not a public hearing. It's just public comment.
Motion seconded by Mr. Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Orange, does anyone leave? No, no one. Okay. So, motion to close by Mr. Lasker, seconded by Mr. Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Good day. The floor is yours.
Summer 2025 Art Exhibition, entitled In Retrospect, Color, Safe and Aesthetic, Dorothy M. Gillespie, will close on August 3rd. The Summer Concert 2025 is scheduled for Saturday, August 2nd at 7:00 p.m. featuring Water Trio with a Bobby Dice on drum, Ed Armstrong on organ, Al Olo on guitar, and special guest Bernice Thomas on vocal. The event will be open for live attendance and will be streamed live via Lumi.com. The Dharma's archive will exist with the live streaming. Light refreshment will be served. The Autumn Art Exhibition Pomona Eclectic is scheduled to open Sunday, September 21st. 2025 with the opening reception September 28, 2025 from 4 to 7 p.m. The show will feature artists from the village of Pomona. The event will be open for live attendance and will be streamed live via YouTube. More details will be followed in the next report. The Shadow Puppet Play is scheduled for Sunday, October 19 at 3 p.m. The proposed budget for the event is $400 for the performance and $150 for refreshment. We'd like to meet the board, mayor, get approved the amount of $550 for the city public flag. To get approved for.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the expenses for the Shadow Papa play on October 19th for $400 for the performers and $150 for the refreshment.
Seconded
by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Mr. Orange,
who cleaned the last time the roof? Was there sometimes we sent somebody?
This year we don't have
anything. Last year.
One from a village here helping cleaning.
Ooh.
and then the one in the high in the back from
the landscaper? Meredith?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to look for somebody to help you clean that stuff up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good day. So now we're moving to next item, an approval of minutes from June 23rd meeting. We'll make a motion to approve the minutes of June 23rd.
Second
by Mr. Lasker. Any deletions, insertions, corrections by anyone?
I think it was a well job done.
Thank you, Mr. Orange, for the minutes. So with that, all in favor?
Aye.
Passes.
I think there's one absent.
With one absent, yes.
One.
So 5-4-0.
Body abstain?
He was not present
was not
in
here.
The meeting.
He wasn't present.
So 401. Let's move to the item number 7, approval of Treasury report. Can someone please?
Joel?
Yeah,
go for it. Treasury report.
Yeah, which one? Where is it?
Right here.
Give me.
Got it.
Got it. Thank you. Trustee Grunewald approved the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $583,972.06 set forth on page 8 in the monthly abstract listing dated June 24, 2025 through July 28, 2025 as submitted. It is hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of June 27, 2025, July 11, 2025, and June 25, 2025 are set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $15,230.59, $10,966.88, and $11,061.87, respectfully, are hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried 5-0.
Thank you.
Please send our thanks to our trusted treasurer. Okay.
Treasurer is here, even.
Oh, sorry.
Our accountant.
Sorry. New business. First thing, Lou Development Road Resurfacing.
So just Martin sent us a letter. No, we already approved it last meeting.
Correct.
Martin sent us a letter that he went through all the details for High Mountain. What has to be paved and how, to the spec, the cleanup. Part of the agreement is we had to give them an initial check of $24,000, which we approved. All you have to do is sign the check. I think the check is prepared.
Signed.
It's signed already. Very good. So let call. Maybe he's going to come and pick it up. So call him up. I'll give you his number. Call up Lloyd. He may come and pick it up so you can move forward on it and take it from there, I guess. And then they can start that process for High Mountain.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing else is on it.
Sounds good.
Okay. Which leads us to AB, the Haley Estates detention basin, the issue that we've been dealing with for what? 12 years? 13 years?
No, not so much. Planning Board approved. Planning Board in 2012. Agreed to take, the village is going to take over ownership in when the project is finished. It's the detention basin. We finally came to an agreement, an amicable agreement with the landowner that he will finish the maintenance for this year. Moving forward, he's going to give us an escrow of $7,500. So that we can move forward. He's gonna file all the paperwork as Brian prepared, and we just are gonna take ownership now conditionally once he, and you're gonna be able to sign any agreements with the other party.
Okay, Mr. Nugent, your 2 cents on the issue?
Yeah, we prepared a resolution. It's already been offered, so the village is now accepting the dedication. This is a detention pond. On a parcel, so the village would be accepting dedication that was offered some years ago, I think in 2012. And so that is the resolution. The conditions are that they will maintain the property this year through the end of the year, that they will make payment of $7,500 to the village for future maintenance, and they'll be responsible for filing any and all documents with the county clerk's office.
So please do the make the motion. Thank you.
Wait, is it $7,500 recurring?
No. One second.
$7,500 reoccurring or just
no,
a one-time
no,
payment?
No. He's giving
it's a
us,
one-time payment.
It's a one-time payment he's giving us towards the... We're going to add it in our contract that we have for landscaping after this year, because this year we already sent out a contract for all our cul-de-sacs. So it's going to be part of our maintenance in our village. Like the parks, you have to cut that area according to what Martin Spence is going to advise, which is probably 4 times a season. So it's not like a regular park that needs to be cut every 10 days,
But it's going to be part
is that the
of
only maintenance that's involved in this? It's just grass cutting?
It's grass and the weeds inside the place needs to be twice a year. But again, we don't have too much of a choice. Basically, it came to a point where it's an LLC. They can dissolve the LLC and then the county, and then we're stuck with it. The village planning board did it in 2012. They took the ownership, part of the agreement. They agreed on it. Today, Martin Spence claims these days that new subdivisions do it differently. They put it as an HOA on the locals.
Right.
But this, I don't think, we discussed it with Brian. I don't think we can at this point force that because this was not part of the agreement of the subdivision.
Okay.
So this is, originally he wanted $5,000 and he wanted this year's expenses on us. We told him no. We renegotiated and he's doing everything. He wants it over.
And he's going to pay us $7,500.
Yeah, no, he's not getting. We're not taking the ownership till that goes into escrow. Till village takes that.
Okay.
It's going to help us for a couple of years. The expense of that detention.
Yeah.
Anyways, the resolution there authorizing the acceptance of dedication to the village of a parcel of land known as tax lot 25.13-1-68, aka lot 41. Now, therefore, we resolve the paragraphs are incorporated herein by reference. As if set forth in full, section 2, the village board hereby approves the acceptance of the subject property to be transferred to the ownership of the village. Such subject property is being known as tax parcel section 25.13 block 1 lot 68 from Briarwoods, subject to the following conditions. A. Briarwoods or its heirs, executors, or assignees agreed to continue to maintain the subject property through December 31st, 2025. B. Briarwoods or its heirs, executors, or assignees shall submit a non-refundable payment of $7,500 to the village, which shall be for the purposes of future maintenance costs incurred by the village in maintaining the subject property. Section C. Briarwoods shall be responsible for finalizing all necessary paperwork with the Rockland County Clerk to effectuate the transfer of subject property in final form approved by the village legal counsel. Briarwoods shall pay the cost of such finalization and filing and shall provide the village with proof of filing of the transfer documents. Section 3, the mayor and the officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the mayor, including the village legal counsel, is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution, including but not limited to finalization and execution of any documents necessary to effectuate the transfer of this property, of subject property. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Grunewald. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. We're moving to 8C. Everybody got an email from a group of residents that wanted to donate a solar-powered radar speed sign on their street.
There was residents who complained that the speeding is terrible in our village, and they feel that they wanted to have ticketing, cameras that give tickets, but we explained to them that that's not so feasible in a village. You need state law to be changed for it, etc.
So they came up with this idea?
There was a discussion because they saw it in other villages. Some places have this. Apparently it helps to calm the traffic. I don't know how much, but that's what they're trying. So we told them village is not going to start doing it on all the streets. So we spoke to Brian, and Brian said that we first have to look into what are the approved devices that could be installed and what a maintenance that is involved in it, etc. The latest quote we got from the town of Ramapo, the one that they installed like 9-10 months ago, was about $3,600 a piece, plus $1,200 in cloud service because it connects to keep, it basically gives the record of how much, doesn't keep the license plates, but it gives the record of the amount of speeders versus none to understand what's going on that road. Now again, we want to get another quote or two and then tell those residents of the two different streets that reached out, this is your option if you want to do it. Brian says it doesn't put this village as a precedent. It doesn't set a precedent to the village that we have to do it elsewhere because it's a donation from local residents to a certain area. Martin said that it should be subject to his review. He will obviously take in consideration which the residents who want to spend
donate that money so he will see if it makes sense on that road, number one, and be where to install it. So it may not be right in front of that guy's house, maybe a few houses down, depending on its location. And then we can, the board needs to make a resolution to approve it, because the town of Ramapo PD will not install it without the board approval.
We also
where is this going to be installed?
Again, so far there's residents who reached out via email to us, some of them on Haley Drive, some of them on Chestnut Drive. Those are the two roads right now that residents reached out.
We did discuss
willing to pay. We didn't tell them the cost yet, but yeah.
We did discuss the options. We also, I think, agreed that it will not be something that's movable. It will be installed and permanent, because, as you know, there are those which are movable. We don't have the ability to move those. Mr. Nugent, can you give us your opinion on the validity of this?
Well, yeah, the question was concerning a donation. You know, could residents donate or a person donate to the village, which they can, and they can donate for a specific purpose. The village board has to accept it and agree, but there's no, you know, nothing illegal about that. You can accept a donation for a particular purpose, in this case, this speed sign. And, you know, it's not really a precedent unless everybody wants to donate and put up, you know, these signs, and you never know. But as long as, again, the engineer has got to first say it makes sense and where you're going to put it. So, in other words, if the next block wants to put one up and they're going to go past this one, it doesn't make much sense, you know, if you already have one in place. But as far as accepting the money, you can do that for a specific purpose. Generally is tax deductible to the donees that are giving you the money. And it's just up to the village to approve the donation, the acceptance.
But Mark, these are the two roads that we have.
Is going to come out from our account?
No.
Well, he's referring maybe to the cloud services, which were... Yeah.
No, everything that... No, if
they
you... I'm not saying we're going to do this option. This was the last option that we were quoted by. The first person, Martin said I should call Town of Ramapo Highway. That was their response. We may look at other options. I saw some of them in the village of West Havistro. I may call them up, see what they're doing, how they're maintaining it. But again, we just touched base, and we promised the residents that sent the emails, so we're going to discuss it and see if the board even wants to entertain it. If you guys are against it, then we're not even...
I know for like a speed table...
Now, speed table is very expensive.
I know for a speed table you need like a certain
amount of people.
Percentage of people. Right. You don't need that for this?
No, not for that, because it's not, the car doesn't get room from a speed, how do you call it?
And they're still speeding after you have a speed table there and multiple stop signs?
I don't know how you speed over.
We have on Chestnut a speed table and they're still speeding, and on Haley.
They slow down.
Haley, like every 2 blocks there's a stop sign, so how are they speeding?
Apparently,
people can go fast. Speed up. Okay.
So if the board is willing to continue entertain it, we will just as a yes.
I'm willing to entertain it.
No problem. If you're against it, Mark, tell us.
No, I don't think anybody's against anything that has to do with safety.
Good. Right on, thank you.
I love how you speak for everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're going to get a quote.
Objection to that, you can let
and
me know.
We'll have a short conversation with Martin, and we'll move on. And we'll see if the residents are still behind us.
Yeah,
it could be that after the summer this is going to go away.
Revolt.
One guy sent me a link on Amazon from a Chinese company. So I don't think we can do that.
Yeah, this cannot be an AliExpress. Okay, let's move to 8D. We have an informal presentation by 34 Northridge Road for a special permit.
It's 34 Northridge Road.
This is the
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the Board of Trustees. For record, my name is Dan Richmond. I'm with the Law Firm, and in conjunction with Stu Strobe, Civil Design Works, and Todd Rosenblum from Rosenblum Architecture, we are honored to present a special permit application on behalf of Congregation Chabad of the Heights for a neighborhood house of worship to replace the religious facility, which, as you know, your board issued a special permit to the congregation for a neighborhood house of worship at 34 Northridge Road in January 2023. Unfortunately, as I'm sure you're all aware, the building burnt down in a fire last year. And your board has granted the congregation permission to conduct religious services in the tent. The congregation desires a permanent structure as soon as possible to replace that. So we're now here to present to you this application for a neighborhood house of worship. We're hopeful your board will initiate the review process today, including by commencing SECRA review, by circulating intent to be lead agency under SECRA, and we're eager to move forward with this project.
Good evening. My name is Stuart Stroh. I work for Civil Design Works. We're the site engineer for the project. I'll give a very brief overview of the site, and then Mr. Rosenblum will describe the building in a little more detail. I know that you're aware of the location of this property. But just for members of the public, it's at the northwest corner of Overlook Road and Northridge Road. The property is slightly more than 1 acre in size. It's in the R40 zoning district, and the proposal for a neighborhood house of worship, according to the special permit standards, requires 3/4 of an acre of land, so we're above the minimum required lot area. The layout of the proposed new structure has been thoughtfully designed to utilize the topography of the site. The site slopes from the side on Overlook Road northerly toward the north property line, from its high point to its low point. The building has been designed to fit into that topography so that the lower side of the building is on the north side of the proposed structure, and the parking lot that you see on the plan has been divided into two sections. The parking lot on the northerly side will provide direct access to the basement level of the building. The parking lot on the southerly side of the lot, which is closer to Overlook Road, will provide grade level access to the first floor of the building. That's why it's divided in two. The parking lot on the north side, the lower side, will provide the required fire access to one side of the building. Clearly, fire is a concern here because of the history. The project proposes, as shown on the plan, a total of 29 parking spaces. The code requires a minimum of 10 parking spaces, and then there's a calculation based on the floor area of the main sanctuary. We compare whichever is greater, 10 or whatever is required based on the size of the sanctuary. The sanctuary would require 11 parking spaces. I realize there's actually a typo on the plan. The required number would be 11. There's 29 spaces provided. The building is set back in conformance with all of the setback requirements for this proposed use, so we do not contemplate any variances being required for any of the dimensional setback requirements. We will, of course, have to address drainage as we move forward in the project. Most likely there'll be a system designed under the northerly parking lot, and we will provide the requirements to have no net increase in runoff from the site. I think it's a thoughtfully designed project and layout. I would give credit to Mr. Rosenblum for working the project into the site, and I'd like for Mr. Rosenblum to make an intro some statement on the project, and of course I'll answer any questions. Thank you.
Pleasure to be in front of you again. If you remember, I was the architect of the project on Canfield Road. So as Mr. Stroh was stating, it's actually a challenging site. I think we, you know, met the challenge of the grades on the site. Overlook Road, which is to the north, and Northridge Road to the east. So we came up with a design, and the upper level is on Overlook. And as you can see, there's two entrances. There's the parking lot is here that Mr. Stroh designed. So you have a men's entrance here, you have a women's entrance, again, both facing south. And you have two lobbies, you have bathrooms, you have an elevator. You have a staircase that goes down, you have a little coffee area. There's an emergency egress stair out the back. You have the main sanctuary here, a women's area. And then on the lower level, again, this, because of the grading of the site, to the east and to the north is all at grade on the other street. So this emergency egress stair, which I talked to you about from the upper level, exits right at grade here. And there's also an at-grade entrance right here. So this is the social hall, the men's entrance here, the women's entrance over here, and then the other parking lot that was presented is at this location right here. There's a mechanical space, there is a warming kitchen, and of course bathrooms, the elevator comes down over here. And then there's also a lower 100% below ground level that has some mechanical space and a proposed men's mikvah. And again, there's this emergency egress stair here, comes up to grade. There's one over here, and the elevator also goes down to the lower cellar level as well. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions at this point? Okay. Mr. Nugent, any comments from you?
I don't have questions at this point, but do you have more to present, or?
Architecturally, not at this point.
All right. Do you have more to present?
No, I think we're...
All right, so here's the issues I have right now. First of all, you know, our first step as the village is to determine the application is complete, okay? In my initial, the building inspector's initial review, there are, for example, he indicated elevation drawings were not provided. And just to give you the overview, this special permit and the site plan are supposed to run concurrently. I know the special permit was filed a while back, but the site plan was only filed, and that's okay, but in other words, we need both to move forward, okay? Site plan, application, and the special permit. So the site plan had been recently filed. That's the second piece. But, and maybe I don't have it, I haven't actually seen a site plan. I've seen this conceptual drawing and then the structures, but, you know, is that supposed to be the site plan? All right, because I think the building inspector also indicated there were certain measurements that were not present.
I haven't seen anything in writing from the building inspector. Is there something?
No, and that's, again, this only the site planning board application is relatively recent. I believe it came in 4 days ago, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a new filing, so there hasn't been a response yet from the building inspector. But knowing that you were going to be on tonight, I wanted to find out what thoughts he had. You know, were there any issues? Because first thing we have to say is the application is complete. Can't say that right now. I can have him, you know, give a memo that'll identify the deficiencies. Now, some of them are not things that would render the application incomplete. They're things that you might have to fix along the way or information he might want. But, for example, he indicates elevation drawings are supposed to be provided. I believe they are under the code. That's just one item, you know, that would be needed for completeness. So I can have the building inspector kind of give his checklist, if you will, in terms of having the application be complete so that we can move forward to the things you're talking about, SECRA, setting a public hearing for the special permit and those other things. But we can't do that until we have the building inspector saying we have a complete application, that we have complete submissions for special permit and for site plan. And right now, based on what he's indicated, we do not. Particularly the site plan. And again, I saw this document. I didn't know if that was supposed to be the site plan. It certainly looks like, you know, an overview of site plan. He had indicated there were some measurements that are not on that document that are supposed to be there. I know you mentioned parking. He also indicated that there wasn't parking calculations were not provided. Now, I know you just threw out a number, but I don't know if that's on the plan or not. There's supposed to be a parking calculation.
Yeah.
Those are the only two things I saw, you know, from him that actually go to completeness. The other things he talked about, which I can have him put in the memo, are not matters that would stop the application from going forward. They would just be discussions along the way. And I think they had to do with FAR and some other things, but those are not matters of completeness.
The exterior elevations are in process, so we would certainly have them ready by the time this board meets again.
Yeah, and I think, you know, but I'd rather have him, so you're not, I don't want you to be back and forth and then you show up next time and I have to tell you, right, hey, now you're missing this. So I don't want to do that to you. So I want to have the building inspector give me or you a memo saying, this is what I need right now for this application to be complete. Get that to you, and then if he wants to give me any other issues, pass those along as well, so at least you can address them. And then at the next meeting, we should be able to, based on that, to declare, you know, lead agency or put out whatever notices we have to put out, and then move forward, set the public hearing for the special permit application, which would be before this board, and the planning board will take over the site plan aspect of it, and right, they may very well be lead agency for the whole thing.
Hopefully he was provided the site plan, because there certainly is one.
I think he has that document, but normally they're labeled as site plans, so I didn't know. When you say conceptual, that's not a site plan to me, but, you know, I'm used to just seeing something called a site plan.
So, look, obviously we're anxious to move forward. I don't think it was readily apparent from the village code that they're supposed to, special permit site plan is supposed to run concurrently, but if the building inspector is going to issue a memo, if he could be very clear what's completeness issues,
yeah,
and what are other issues that could be addressed along the way. I also think, I mean, I know your board, I think, would like us to move forward. We're anxious to move forward. I think there's sufficient information for the board just to circulate lead agency to start the process, not set a public hearing yet.
Yeah, my concern with that, Dan, is if I don't have a complete application, I'm not doing anything, because me circulating lead agency is essentially saying your application at least is complete for us to move forward. If it's not complete, we wouldn't take any step.
But the special permit application is complete. I haven't heard anything saying the special permit application.
Well, the special permit application includes the completed site plan as part of its submission, and that is in the code, all of that they run concurrently, that the site plan includes, I forget the number of copies of the site plan document, and if the site plan does not contain all the information that the building inspector is saying is required, whether it be the elevation or the set of drawings, then neither one is complete. They have to both be done. It might be the same documents, but it goes to both applications.
Right. Look, I understand the village's position. I think we're all anxious to move this forward. So again, as soon as we can get a memo from the building inspector, I think that would...
Yeah. We're with you on that, Dan. In all due respect, we were anxious for this to move forward 9 or 10 months ago when it should have been done. But, you know, we still have to make sure it's done right.
Yeah, no, and again, I mean, respectfully, you know, we tried to move forward as fast as we can. They were working with other professionals. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. So they were, again, eager to keep this moving forward. And that's why we have a new development team that's...
Yeah, and I don't see anything here that should prevent you and the process from moving forward at the next meeting, so long as you do whatever it is the building inspector says needs to be done. Again, some of these things don't need to be done for us to trigger CEQA and do all of that, only the things that are missing to say a complete application.
So again, if the building inspector's memo could be very clear on what is a completeness issue, what is...
I'll have them separated that way. Completeness, this will complete the application. These other issues, I'm going to ask him to give you for the benefit of you being able to address them, whether it's with the planning board or the village. But they, to me, are issues. I forget what they were. But they weren't like you're missing something. They were more like, hey, you know, I may not agree with this, or things that are not... They don't go to completeness. They just go to discussions along the way.
Do you know when we might expect that memo?
Is Lou generally around, or do anybody know? Or is he?
He's no vacations in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. So, I mean, I'll reach out to him tomorrow to see if we can formalize it. I think he's here
3 times a week.
So all right. So Monday, when is he here again?
Monday.
Wednesday.
Friday.
Yeah. Well, either way, I can put an email to him so that when he does come in Wednesday or whatever, I'll have the request in. I'll ask him to just give a generic memo, probably addressed to you as the applicant, saying we need this to complete the application and we need these, the other issues are just for your review or consideration. And then at the next meeting, I think we'll be in a position to circulate on the lead agency, set the public hearing on the special permit, and again, sometimes I'll talk to the board, but a lot of times the planning board sometimes takes over lead agency for this project, you know, because it's easier to do it that way, but you know, we'll have that discussion, unless the board really wants to be lead agency on it.
Okay.
Because we have a joint project. So anyway, I'm going to tell Lou that that is the site plan document right now, right? This conceptual plan. And if whatever's missing, we're going to identify it on that. Perhaps we can, if we're all good with that, just rename that as a site plan so it'll be clear to the planning board and everybody else what it is. And then the other documents, I'm sure, are fine. They're just the layouts. And then the elevations, which he indicated, would be needed to show the building heights consistent with the table.
Anything else?
I'm not for me. Just wait.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Let me just make sure they're done. Dan, are you guys... Is there a question from me?
I just want to be clear. We used to submit this, you know, about a month ago. This is the first time we're hearing any questions about the completeness of our special permit application.
Well, again, I just want to be clear. You submitted the special permit application a month ago. You only submitted the site plan about 4 days ago.
Yes.
We need both. Yeah. They go together, I'm saying. It's in the code. We need both.
I guess I don't read the code as being as clear as that, but okay.
Well, it literally says they shall proceed concurrently. The special permit plan says the site plan and special permit shall proceed concurrently. I'll send it to you, but I know it's in there.
Okay.
I don't have the code memorized, but I know that's in there. So we'll get you the memo, and you know, hopefully we can move everything forward at the next meeting.
When's your next meeting?
You know what, Ken?
Fourth Monday of the month.
All right, so August 25th?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, yeah, I don't have you down that day, though. So I have you on the 18th. August 18th?
Maybe
yeah, that's the third Monday, yeah, maybe.
Is there a holiday? What?
So it'll be August 18th, a little less.
When would we need to make the submission in order to...
I'm sorry?
In order to be on that...
Do you guys have days? Well, the planning board, I mean, they might have their
deadline.
Own.
He knows them. No? You have the deadlines for the planning board?
I have them upstairs.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I'll let you know that, Dan. I just don't know off the top of my head. For us, I mean, we just, the village board, we don't have a deadline per se that I'm aware of for a special permit. And we're just talking about it being complete, so we already have it. But when we get you the memo, we'll... say in there that we want, you know, the documents. I mean, to me, what do you feel comfortable with if the meeting's on the 18th? Monday the 18th.
Is it the 18th?
Yeah, that's true. That's what I have.
Okay. That's the third Monday. Though.
Yeah, it's the third Monday, but for some reason that's... on your website?
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you like a Wednesday before? Is that good for you guys?
I'm going to Board of Trustees.
Oh, it's 18.
Yep. 18.
What's the other one?
August 18th.
Yep.
August 18th.
Yeah, August 18th.
Why August
18th? I guess there's a holiday or something.
What holiday?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
we're a week early than we normally would be. So, so Dan, I'll give you the timeline with the memo. So this way you'll know when it has to come in. And then we'll get you the memo from the building inspector.
Appreciate it.
What's that?
Labor Day, maybe?
No, it's the first Monday.
I don't know why you moved it. Is there a holiday on the?
Maybe Jenna wasn't able to come. I have no idea. She moves it.
Yeah.
No idea.
I don't know. That's
good
for you guys.
That's the one that we adopted. So.
It's a week earlier, so that's good for you, Dan.
The earlier the better, actually.
Why is that?
It's good. People have to travel.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank
Dan,
you.
Thank you, Dan. Point of contact for this between now and then?
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously, if we need anything, we can create a string if you want to put the other people on it.
Yes, we'll do.
We can, might be the easiest thing, so everybody's seeing the same thing. If you want to send me an email with who should be copied, like the Lou memo, you can do that, and then I'll respond on that string.
I'll do that tomorrow morning.
All right, that sounds good. Right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything for old business? Okay. Anything for building and maintenance?
Yes, we had Moshe had complained about the door.
The door, yes, the door, yes.
So we had a guy come. He gave me a quote of $805. He basically had to fix the whole striker, the electric striker. Does it work now better? It's still issues.
It works a little bit better.
But it's on day on and off. Okay, so
can you make a resolution for?
I want to make a motion to approve. What's his name? Shank Abish. I don't know his name, but anyways, I want to make a motion to approve 800. I'd like to make a motion to approve $805 to fix the front door of Village Hall, to change its electric striker and bars, so like this, door will open smoothly. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. So, Mr. Orange, you can contact Avi and tell him.
Okay. I'm going to call him because I have his number.
Okay. Not a problem.
I'm just going to make sure that you're here when he's coming to fix it.
Okay. Anything for Trustee period? Anything? Nothing?
We should.
Moshe, make sure to cut your Leidentown.
Yeah, I think we should call already again.
No, it can't be theoretical.
It takes a month.
No, the machine was broken, but he was on top of it.
That's why it took 3 weeks.
Good?
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
I appreciate it.
This was here, I imagine.
Ranan, you anything? No, we're good. Mark Greenberg, anything?
What? About what?
Trustee period.
You attend this stuff.
No.
No? Okay.
Okay.
I'm anything? Good.
I mean, I do.
No, no. Okay.
Yeah. After,
but you always got, you always do something.
After Yidel's comments, you
know. Okay.
Okay.
It's all.
Yes. It's hard to. Yeah, it's
office
hard
period, to. Anything?
Moshe, anything from you?
No.
Okay.
You about taking care of the door.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yes.
Brian, the floor is yours.
Anything for you?
I don't have anything for the public, unless there's some questions. I don't think we have anything that we need to deal with right now on legal.
So, do we need to go to executive session to discuss anything?
Brian, is there anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay. So
anything? Anything? No. Okay, if there's nothing, I will make a motion to adjourn. Seconded by Mr. Greenwald enthusiastically. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. Thank you so much. Can everybody please go over?